I'd like to discuss today is something that is relevant to all of us every Shabbos, and it's a question that I got twice in the last couple of days regarding heating food up on Shabbos. I just want to very quickly review the basic halachos. Now, the laws of Bishul on Shabbos are extremely complicated. They're not simple at all, but I'm going to try to oversimplify everything that the Shulchan Aruch says. It's in two different places in Hilchos Shabbos, and it's very important that we know these halachos very well. I have to thank my good friend Rabbi Ike Sultan, who really consolidated many of these halachos in a beautiful way. So much of what I'm going to say now is from his consolidation. So we have the laws of Bishul on Shabbos. The Torah says we have an Isser of Bishul b'Shabbos, and that means if you take something and you put it onto a fire and it was never cooked before, and now you cook it, that would be a violation of Bishul b'Shabbos. That everybody agrees to, that there's no discussion about. The question then is, what are the ancillary issues, which are Isurim derabbanan, that were added on later on? How do we define those, and what exactly are they about? So we have something that we refer to, which we're going to speak about today, of hachazara. Hachazara means to take cooked food out of the refrigerator and put it onto the oven, onto the heating element on Shabbos. And that is really where most of our Bishul questions come up on Shabbos. Most of us know the law that we're not allowed to cook something raw and take it directly out and make it on Shabbos. Most of the time what we're discussing is something that has already been cooked, and the shaila is, how is one supposed to properly do that? So we have the Gemara describes a rabbinic prohibition in Isser D'Rabbanan to take cooked food out of the refrigerator and put it onto the fire on Shabbos. Why is that? So the Rishonim have a major discussion about why that should be the case. The Mishnah Masechet Shabbos, Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, has the opinion of Beis Hillel, where Beis Hillel says that one is not allowed to take a pot out of the fridge or out of wherever it might have been in their days and put it onto an open flame unless the coals were either covered with ashes or the coals were removed. And the Gemara does not explain why. What's the problem? It's already been cooked. This is not the act of cooking. I did the act of cooking already. All I'm doing now is warming something up. What's the issue? So the Rishonim have a major dispute about why the Chachamim instituted this idea of Hachazara b'Shabbos. Rashi there writes on the Gemara that the reason why is because it is Mechzik Imavashel. Most people who are looking inside of your window and watching what you're doing, they don't know that this has already been an item that was cooked before Shabbos. All they see you doing is taking something out of the refrigerator, putting it directly onto the fire, and they think that you're involved in the act of cooking. And therefore, they said, since it's mechzi kimavashel, it looks like the act of cooking, therefore we have to be concerned, and one is not allowed to be involved in such an activity on Shabbos, even though you certainly will not really be cooking anything because the cooking process has already been completed before Shabbos started. Other Rishonim say, Rabbeinu Tam and some others say, no, the reason why the Chachamim prohibited a person from doing this is not because we're concerned of the way it looks, but rather because we're concerned, as we refer to it, as Shema Yechate B'Gechalim. We're concerned maybe somebody is going to stoke the coals. You want it to be hotter, you want it not to be so hot, you want the food to get cooked more, cooked less, and therefore we're concerned you're going to start poking around in the coals, and that's going to lead to a real malacha. And therefore Tosa says that is the concern. Now, everybody would agree that you're certainly not allowed to take something out of the refrigerator. There's no doubt about this. To take something out of the refrigerator on Shabbos and put it onto the oven, into the oven to heat it up, everybody agrees about that, that that would not be permissible. We all have to be in agreement about that. But, however, the whole discussion is, what happens when you have a flame that is considered to be covered? So when you have a flame that is covered, which we'll speak about in a minute, Rav Moshe writes, when you have the inside of an oven, we don't consider that flame to be covered. We consider that to be like an uncovered flame. And that's exactly what the Gemara describes. You're not allowed to put food, even if it's preheated and pre-cooked, you're not allowed to put it onto a open flame on Shabbos, which would mean an inclusion of the inside of the oven would be something that we're not allowed to do. Now, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch do describe a number of ways in which we would be able to heat up food on Shabbos if it was already cooked beforehand. And those are based on four conditions. If you meet these four criterion, then we would assume that a person would be allowed to heat up the pre-cooked food on Shabbos. Number one, it has to be that your food is fully cooked. Fully cooked. Not just that it's cooked enough that it's edible for some people, like we refer to as Michael Ben Drusai. It has to be fully cooked before Shabbos started in order to be able to put it back onto the to be heated on Shabbos itself. That's criteria number one. Criteria number two is what the Shulchan Aruch describes as garuf v'katum, means the fire must be covered. The fire has to be in a way that you cannot change anything, you cannot stoke the coals, you cannot change the dial. In a situation like that, that would be the second criterion necessary in order to allow somebody to take pre-cooked food and put it back onto the fire on Shabbos. Number three, the Rama says, if it's daito lachzor, we're talking about a person who takes something off of a heating element, and it's daito lachzor. At the time that you took it off, you had intention to put it back on. So this comes up all the time if you have high school boys who like to eat the chalent on Friday night. So we obviously want to eat the chalent Shabbos day, but you have some kids who want to eat it Friday night. Now, how can they do that? You cannot just take off the top of the chalent, scoop some out, and put the cover back on. Why not? Because that would be the real act of cooking. Once you take the top of the chalent off and it's still being heated up on the bottom, and now you close it once again, you are enhancing the act of cooking on Shabbos. So that's certainly not permissible. What about if a person takes the chalent off of the heating element, and then as you're taking it off and scooping it out, you have every intention to put it right back on, and it's still boiling hot? So in such a case, you meet all three criterion that we've mentioned so far. Number one, the food is fully cooked already by the time Friday night comes in. Usually our chalent is not raw. Number two, you have a fire that is covered because you've covered over the bottom of the element. Number three, at the time that you remove it from the heating element on the bottom, you have every intention to put it back because you want to eat it once again the next day. And finally, the Rama says the fourth criterion necessary is that the pot must remain in someone's hand the entire duration of time that it's taken off of the heating element. So here, in our classic example, when you take a chalent pot off of the heating element, number one, you have to make sure that the bottom of the crock pot is lined so that this way the fire is covered. Number two, you have to make sure that it's fully cooked. Number three, you have to have in mind to put it back on after you've taken it off. And number four, the Rama says you have to make sure that you hold it the entire time while somebody's dishing out the chalent. Somebody else has to be holding the pot in order to allow you to put it back on. If these conditions are not met, one cannot return food onto the fire on Shabbos, even if it was fully cooked, even if it was there when Shabbos came in. Once you take it off of the heating element, you have no right to put it back on unless you meet these four criteria. Now, what about putting something near a fire? So this the Shulchan Aruch describes, and he says, you have every right to take something cold out of the fridge that has been cooked already, and now all you want to do is make it heat it up a little bit to room temperature. It shouldn't be freezing cold. You have every right to put it next to a fire. You're not going to put it directly on, but there are many people who will put something near the urn or near something that is hot. That, says the Shulchan Aruch, would not be a problem at all. However, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa points out, let's say you take a piece of bread and you want it to become toasty, right? Some people like bread that is toasted. So you're going to take a piece of bread that is fully cooked and edible the way it is, but now you want to enhance the process a little bit more because you like it to be a little bit toasty. And as a result, you're going to put it right next to the heating element. In such a case, writes the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, that would not be permissible. Why? Because you are now enhancing the process of cooking for this particular item. So if you take a piece of chicken and you put the chicken next to the heating element, not directly on it, and all you're trying to do is to thaw it out, is to make it a little bit closer to room temperature, that would be something that is no problem at all. You're not enhancing the cooking process and you're not furthering the cooking process. However, if you have a piece of bread and you are trying to toast it, in a case like that, writes the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, that would be a problem. One of the conditions that we mentioned before is that the flame needs to be garuf v'katum. It has to be covered over in order to allow a person to put something onto it on Shabbos. So, how would one go about that? We all are familiar with what we refer to as a blech. Now, the old blech used to be that you had one flat sheet of metal that you put on top of the fire, and that's the way people thought you can take something out of the refrigerator and put it onto the blech on Shabbos. That is not so simple. It's not so correct that you're allowed to do that, because we still would assume that you need something a little bit more sophisticated than that to heat up something on Shabbos. How so? So the Gemara describes, the Tosefta Masechta Shabbos talks about a person who cooks b'kedera agabi kedera. So just to give a very simple example, a person has a chalent pot, and now you want to heat up the chicken that was in the fridge on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, you certainly have every right to take your pan of chicken out of the refrigerator and put it on top of the chalent pot. because that is not at all the process of cooking. That is never the way you would normally cook any item in your house. You would never put it, b'kedera al gabi kedera, you would never put it on top of another pot that's cooking something else. That's just a very abnormal way to cook, and therefore in a situation like that, it would be permissible to take something directly out of the refrigerator, the Shulchan Aruch says, and put it into a kedera al gabi kedera. That is what the Mechaber writes with regard to putting something on top of a chalim pot. However, that only applies, says the Shulchan Aruch, when you have food in the bottom pot, because that would not be a normal thing to do. When you have chalent in a pot underneath, and now you put something to heat up on top of that pot, that is not the normal way to cook, and therefore, this rabbinic prohibition of hachazara would not apply under those kinds of circumstances. So about 20 years ago, somebody came up with a brilliant idea, and that was what we referred to as the kedera blech. Kedera blech means you have this rectangular, anyone's ever seen it? I assume people have seen it. You have a rectangular metal pan, and there's some sort of depth to it, and you're supposed to fill it up with water before Shabbos. Then on top of it, it also has a cover, a lid, that holds everything in. That idea was that we should have this double that's like cooking on top of a pot that's cooking something else. So you heat up that water before Shabbos. There's enough room in there that it's able to heat up water the entire duration of Shabbos. And now anything that you want to put on top on Shabbos itself would not pose any problem because that's referred to as a kedera al gabi kedera. So Rabbi Willig and some others had issue with this because they said, how can that work? That's not real. That's not a pot that you're cooking real food in. You're coming up with some loophole to get around the issue to make pretend as if you're cooking something underneath. And therefore he said that would not be something that we would allow. But many, many others did allow it. My father was one of them who felt that as long as you have this kedera blech, as long as you have the water that's cooking in the blech, and on top of it you want to put the pre-cooked foods that were ready before Shabbos, that would not be a problem at all, and that would be a way to get around the issue. Most commonly we face the issue of electric hot plates, and the question is, how do we deal with that? So this is a major, major dispute among the contemporary achronim, among the contemporary poskim, and many have said that, look, the bottom line is, if you have a electric hot plate, let's just take, for argument's sake, it has no dial on it. It's just one temperature. And you have this electric hot plate, and you want to put some of your pre-cooked food onto this, straight out of the refrigerator, Shabbos morning, you want to put it on the hot plate? Most, and many say, ein derech bishul b'kach. If on a regular Tuesday afternoon, or Tuesday evening, you wanted to heat up food in your house, you wanted to cook something, you would never take out the hot plate and start putting the food on to cook it. It would take forever to cook on there. And therefore, because ein derech bishul b'kach, since this is not the normal way to cook, therefore we assume that that would not pose a problem, that would not be an issue. And that is what many hold with regard to the non-adjustable hot plates. What about the hot plates that have all kinds of different temperatures, all kinds of different settings that you can move it, either to be hotter or lower? So that is a major question, that's a very big issue that has been discussed, and that is not a clear psak in Shulchan Aruch at all. Obviously, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about it, but based on the rules in the Shulchan Aruch, that is something that one has to be very, very careful about, whether or not you are doing the proper thing. When you use a adjustable hot plate on Shabbos, one has to make sure to cover over the dial. Some say you have to take the dial off. It's not enough to cover it over. This is a major question that one has to think about before Shabbos begins. Once again, we have today a very common phenomenon of a warming drawer. And the question is, what is the status of warming drawers on Shabbos? Well, there are many who said that when you have a warming drawer, there are different kinds of that as well. Some of them come with one setting, and most of them come that you have many different kinds of temperatures that they can be on. And that, once again, gets into this very same issue. Do you have the right to use that on Shabbos if a person is going to maybe come later on to make it hotter or make it cooler? Somebody asked me this morning, am I allowed to use a hot plate as long as I put it onto the highest temperature before Shabbos starts? Then what's the concern? And the answer is, well, it's still a concern, because the Rishonim had two different reasons why they were concerned by hachazara on Shabbos. Either because of mechzik himevashel, either because it looks like you're cooking, and on a hot plate we generally assume it doesn't look like you're cooking. But Rabbeinu Tam said the other reason why the Chachamim said one is not allowed to heat up pre-cooked food on Shabbos is because it is shema yechata bekachalim. We're concerned maybe you're going to stoke the coals and you're going to do something that you're not allowed to do. Well, the same should go whenever you have an opportunity to adjust the heat, to adjust the temperature or a setting. We should have the same consideration. Shema yechata begachalim means maybe you're going to play around with the setting and you're going to make it hotter, cooler, higher, or lower, medium. And that is something that one has to be very, very aware of. A common misconception that somebody else called about last week was, you have to think about when you have the Shabbos mode oven. Shabbos mode oven does not mean that you're allowed to use it on Shabbos and take things out of the refrigerator and put them in on Shabbos. It's a big mistake that we call this the Shabbos mode oven. It's really the Yom Tov mode oven. And on Yom Tov, you're allowed to use it. On Shabbos, this poses an issue on Shabbos day. It's really something that we're not able to take new food out of the refrigerator and put in, as we mentioned before, because that would be a clear violation of the malacha of, the Isser D'Rabbanan of HaChazar B'Shabbos. Rabbi Arya Leibowitz mentioned to me that his wife put a thermometer into the oven, and now they have some oven that they just got in their home recently, and he said that the oven gets so hot just from the bulb in there, it gets to about 100 degrees inside of the oven. So he wanted to know, is there any problem to put food straight from the refrigerator into the oven? Obviously the oven is off and there's nothing on at all, but just the bulb inside of the oven itself, I guess it's on at all times, that should be enough to make my food at least room temperature. Is that something that would be permissible or not? My father thought there cannot be an issur d'rabbanan on that. I'm not doing anything. That's like taking my chicken and putting it onto the radiator, onto the steam. That's not called merci kimavashal. That's not the normal way that I would ever cook something during the week. If I wanted to heat up my dinner one night, I wouldn't keep the oven off and just put it in and assume that it's going to get heated up from the bulb. That's not the normal way to cook. And therefore, he felt that this would not be a violation of the Yisur D'Rabbanan of HaChazara B'Shabbos when it's being done in that kind of way. Reb Hanani ben Akasha.